Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, rant line time, WTIC. We take calls too, yes, but we do the rants. We do the rants, because the rants are the moment we've all been waiting for.
Well, I guess there's a little silver lining coming out of Connecticut this past weekend where Daniel P. Malloy got a speeding ticket, 20 miles over the speed limit. Justice is served.
Oh, boy, Dan Malloy with... Well, he's still just as beloved as when he left, I guess is the way to look at it.
The video that's going around about these alleged federal agents that are grabbing people in Portland, there's a mainstream station that's showing a video that somebody took personally where they're going, use your voice. And my son plays airsoft. And he was one that said to me, Mom, look at this video. He goes, those aren't federal agents. He goes, they have night vision mounts, but no night vision on it. He goes, they have no guns in their holster. He's like, this person that's allegedly being led away, he goes, no resistance from them. He goes, and what federal agent would use their mom's minivan? And I'm like, you know, good.
What happened? What happened to that rant? It just stopped.
The video was going around about these alleged federal agents.
She just stopped right in the middle of it. That's a good rant, though. Have you seen that cut? They've been going crazy in Portland, Oregon. I was a little suspicious of this, so I love this call. Because in Portland, they've been complaining about Trump sending federal agents in to arrest people. Or who were arresting people, they say, just grabbing them off the street like we were in one of the communist countries that the Democrats admire so much. And it just seemed a little too formulaic to me, the way the mayor of Portland and other politicians were doing this. The only messaging coming out of Portland was this was a problem with the federal government. Everything would be fine out there if only these federal agents weren't there. And now she's saying something else is going on entirely.
And my son plays airsoft, and he was one that said to me, Mom, look at this video. He goes, those aren't federal agents. He goes, they have night vision mounts, but no night vision on it. He goes, they have no guns in their holster. He's like, this person that's allegedly being led away, he goes, no resistance from them. He goes, and what federal agent would use their mom's minivan? And I'm like, you know, good point there, kid. I would not have noticed that, but because of him playing airsoft, he goes, all that stuff can be bought online to play airsoft, the uniform, the flashbang, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and now the newspaper, these media outlets are taking this video and showing it as something that, you know, it's kind of like this is the way it is.
I find this really interesting. I don't know what this airsoft is or whatever. Do you know what that is, Mike? I've never heard of this thing.
Airsoft? Yeah.
Yeah? It's just, what is that?
It's just like people that like to shoot other people with non-fatally.
Oh, with the like paint guns?
But it's airsoft. It's not paint. It's
What's airsoft mean?
It's a thing.
It's a thing, like Nerf?
Sure.
Like shooting each other with Nerfs?
Nerf for adults.
Nerf for adults, okay. Very interesting. Anyway, I like this theory.
I thought the whole point of everyone getting the extra $600 that's not working, which I am not one of those people, I go to work every day, was so that they'd be able to afford to live and pay their bills. So what are they using that money for if they're not paying their rent? I think that's a logical question.
Yeah, remember one of the things with this federal supplement to unemployment benefits is that a lot of people we're hearing aren't going to work. Particularly restaurants, I guess, are having trouble getting people to come into work because they're making more money than they've ever made. So if that's the case, why would they not be paying their rent? It's a good point. 860-522-9842.
Yes. This is Valerie Ann in Unionville. Regarding canceling rent, I think that rent should not be canceled. I do feel that that will actually have the opposite effect of what these liberals, people on the loony left, would think that it would have. It would actually end up hurting people instead of helping them. And people that pay their rent responsibly, like I do, will probably end up getting the shaft anyways.
Well, of course. I mean, what giveaway by the left does not hurt the people who receive the giveaways? Seriously. Look at the change in marriage in poor neighborhoods because of government programs. Look at the college loan debt crushing. I mean, really, there are few policies in the history of this country that have been as damaging as student loans. You've got a generation that won't buy cars. They don't want to drive. They don't want to own a home. They don't want to get married. They don't want to have kids because of the crushing student loan debt. It's amazing. All just for that, there should be a revolution in the air to get rid of Democrats. Amazing. 860-522-9842. We're doing our rant line calls. If you want to call in, you may.
Hey, Todd. Frank from Windsor.
Hello, Frank.
I happened to watch a couple of Major League Baseball exhibition games Saturday and Sunday night, Yankees and Mets. Wow. If this is what Major League Baseball is going to be on this, being this shortened season, 60 games, I guess, it was like watching an over 40 softball league. And the topper was they had cardboard cutouts of people in the stands. I don't know. Guess I'll be listening to more radio in the evening.
Did you see that? Did you see the cardboard cutouts of people on the stands? That was amazing. So they've got fake people and fake crowd noise. I think this is a little look into the future. When they don't hire players anymore, they just have artificial intelligence. Artificial athletics playing the game. And then we don't even have to watch it. We can have our own robots watch it, and they can report back to us how the game went. Oh, that's perfect. 860-522-9842.
Yeah, you guys are talking about fraud in an election. Mm-hmm. The only people that are committing fraud in elections is the Republican Party.
Yeah.
See Trump ask foreign enemies for help. See voter suppression in the black communities in Georgia and countless other southern states. We know how this game is played, okay, by now. Whatever you're doing, turn it around and blame it on the other party, okay? The American people ain't stupid, and come November, we're going to vote you right out of the Senate and the White House.
Wow, that'll show us, huh? Huh? That'll show those people who believe in the American system of government, if they lose after all these years of dominating things. Well, you could be right. And you are right about this, that the parties do imitate each other, and they do accuse each other of doing what they're doing. That is true, but it goes both ways. There is nothing. There's nothing that's beyond them, because they are in the business of getting between us and our government, so they get to take all the benefits. So don't think you're so smart because you figured out why your team's better. Everybody does election rigging if they can. The Democrats have made an industry out of it and have perfected it. So Republicans are responding. That's just how it works. 860-522-9842. George in Canton, I haven't heard your voice in minutes.
Well greetings, Todd. Hey.
Hello there, sir.
I want you to know that it doesn't get any better than this. It's 20 after 5. I'm enjoying a favorite adult beverage from Kentucky, if you get my drift. And I got two things to say. Here's the first thing. This is a prediction. You hear it here first. These progressives, like that Omar person from Illinois, wherever the hell.
Ilhan Omar.
Yeah. I'm going to predict that these non-American citizens, non-born citizens, let me correct myself, are going to move in the not-too-distant future to have the law that requires you to be born in this country to run for president changed under discrimination law.
That's interesting.
That's a scary thought, but that's what I see coming. You can come into this country. Everybody can be here. You can't discriminate. Oh, but you can't run for president? No. Here's the other thing, Todd. This is sad. I talked to you a month or so ago. I told you that I had a scissor restoration business for beauty salons, hairdressers, and so forth. I was in a salon in Tarrington Friday. The woman in the hair salon told me she had a customer that came to her shop with his little boy. Mm-hmm. Came in the shop, and he said, Cindy, my son is scared to death to come in and get a haircut and wants to know if you're going to have a mask on and if you're going to have gloves on. And, you know, Todd, this is what we're doing to the children. And the teachers in this state said they're going to have wills drawn up. What is it telling the children? I think somebody better listen to FDR that all we have to fear is fear itself. I mean, look at what we're doing to them.
But that whole spirit of being survivors, of looking adversity in the eye, I mean, that whole thing is gone, isn't it, George?
We're gone. We are becoming not only a culture, well, at least if you believe what the left is spewing, a culture of victims and people with their hands out, who become wards of the state. And ward of the state, to me, is first cousin to slavery. And the people getting the free money, the money for nothing, don't see who's writing the check. You're talking about hiding in plain sight. It is so clear. And they say that people, it's not memory that goes first with people, it's judgment. Well, I don't know.
Well, not a lot of good judgment going on. All right, George.
Great.
Nice to hear your voice. We may hear it again in just seconds.
Hey, Todd, this is Dave from Southington. I'm going to rant about the mail-in ballot. If Republicans are not getting their ballots, and some are, it's probably because the fix is in, so they have to send out some to Republicans, but you know, not as many as they should, or as are registered, just so it's not so obvious. That's my rant.
Well, we had this conversation on Friday. Some people were theorizing that Republicans were not receiving their ballot applications for absentee ballots because they're Republicans. So I threw it out. I said, okay, give us a call. Tell us if you are missing, getting, what's going on with your ballots. And all kinds of people called in. And the gist of it was that there was no pattern that showed itself that would suggest that Republicans were being. And by the way, it's not necessary. See, the nature of this is anything that makes it easier for people to vote, that is a Democratic Party election rigging scheme, because they want uninformed people. They want disengaged people. They want disinterested people registered. So because they've got this big machinery there of people who will drive to the polls, who'll give you pizza if you vote, who will go with you to the polls if you're unsure of how to do it, if you're incapacitated in some way. They've got the whole thing rigged. And it's all about turnout. That's why they talk about turnout all the time. Like there's some moral, high moral ground if you want everybody to vote. I would say it's the opposite. They're trying to get people who don't want to go to the polls to go to the polls. They're trying to force people to vote who have no interest in voting because they get to control who they vote for. This is how city politics work. This is a big reason why Democrats control urban politics and win those elections. That's what it's all about. Wake up, everybody. 860-522-9842. We'll wrap up the rant line. We'll take some phone calls after we get ourselves a little news update. Plus, a candidate for state rep in Cheshire coming up a little later. Mm-hmm. Money for nothing is the way of the world today. It's the way of America. Isn't it amazing? It used to be a hardworking country. A place where people didn't want to accept handouts and under any circumstances, and now it's all anybody wants. Oh, what happened? How did we let it get so bad? 860-522-9842, rant line.
Joe Biden says that the Russians are trying to discredit the results of the American elections and cast doubt on the real true outcome of it. I had no idea it was the Russians that were behind all of this nonsense, pushing absentee ballots down our throat. The Russians are doing that? I thought it was the Democrats.
Well,
or is that just the same thing?
Aren't the Democrats now the Soviets?
Greetings, Todd.
There he is.
George from Canton. Well, it would appear that Congressman John Lewis has crossed over his last bridge. That was Congressman Lewis, that fellow that was captured on tape a year or two ago when asked a question about process, said that rules, we don't have no rules around here. We just make them up as we go along. Well, I wonder what they're going to do to honor his existence. Maybe they could go to West Virginia and name a bridge after him. What if they could get Robert Byrd's name off of it? If that won't work, what else might they do?
That's George, whose voice you heard just a few minutes ago.
I'm wondering why athletes getting COVID is headline news. These are young, presumably very fit individuals who typically are either asymptomatic or slightly uncomfortable and certainly at very low risk from any serious complications from the virus. It seems to me that the more athletes that get the virus and the quicker, the sooner it runs its course through all sports, professional and non, and the sooner we can have a bit more normalcy in the world. Not to mention numbers added to herd immunity. Thanks.
Yeah, well, we stopped chasing herd immunity a long time ago. But if this is going to go on for years, that's what we have to do. We've got to be out there fighting to do our normal daily thing if we can.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.